Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. Authorities from Kearney, Nebraska have determined that a missing Council Bluffs woman was not pregnant. 45-year-old Janice Winfield was reported missing Monday afternoon after a family member received a text message from Winfield indicating she was in distress. The family went to Janice's house and discovered signs of possible foul play and called police. She was allegedly due to deliver the baby on Monday. Detective Clark with the Council Bluffs Police Department said Winfield was located in Kearney, Nebraska, examined at a hospital, and interviewed by detectives with the Kearney Police Department. No other information will be available until Winfield is back in Council Bluffs. Two people were arrested in Denison as a result of a dependent adult abuse investigation. Late last week, 40-year-old Wendy Mosier and 48-year-old Van Mosier of Denison were arrested by law enforcement officials upon the completion of an investigation into dependent adult abuse. In December 2010, the Denison Police Department, with the assistance of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, began a lengthy investigation into questionable financial expenditures involving Wendy Mosier. Mosier was employed by Wesco Industries in Denison from March 2005 to January 2011. During the course of Mosier's employment, she was responsible for purchasing items for clients of Wesco, using the client's money held in financial accounts controlled by Wesco. Wesco is a facility that assists and cares for mentally disabled individuals. Felony arrest warrants were issued in Crawford County late last week for Wendy Sue Mosier. Mosier was charged with dependent adult abuse, ongoing criminal conduct, and two counts of forgery. Felony arrest warrants were also issued for Van Eugene Mosier, Wendy Mosier's husband. Mr. Mosier was charged with felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The charges against Van Mosier were a result of information and evidence obtained after a search warrant was served at the Mosier home located in Denison. Both Wendy and Van Mosier were arrested on Friday, July 15th, without incident. A woman was arrested in Montgomery County Monday evening on a valid warrant for criminal mischief. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Alexandra Marie Sint was taken into custody for second-degree criminal mischief. Sint was held on $5,000 bond. A homecoming ceremony is scheduled for 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at the high school football field in Red Oak for approximately 80 soldiers of Detachment 1, Company F, based in Council Bluffs. Major Bill Backus, Rear Detachment Battalion Commander for the 168th Infantry, says the buses will enter Iowa via Interstate 35, head west on Interstate 80, and continue to the Highway 71 I-80 exit. They will proceed south on Highway 71 on the east edge of Atlantic and turn west at the Highway 34 exit.
It'll be a smooth transition. You know, we're anticipating, I'd say, any time. You know, we got to be in Red Oak by 5, so you can back plan from there and say anywhere between 3:30 and 4:30, you know, all depending on how the bus route's going and the bus, no breakdowns and all that sort of stuff, which has happened already. You know, those things happen, so we've got to adjust and keep on rolling.
Attending a homecoming ceremony is a great way to show support for servicemen and women who deploy into harm's way in the defense of our nation and also provide hope for a bright, peaceful future to citizens of other nations. The Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District is looking for a new band director. Michelle Dickinson resigned to pursue a similar position at another Southwest Iowa school, so the board began exploring their options, including the possibility of sharing a band instructor with Audubon. Snow says after discussing that option with the board last night, they decided to hire a full-time instructor.
But during the board meeting last night, we sat down and we looked at all of the different aspects that the band instructor does for us, not just the band part, but then all of the other things that we would include as far as lessons, helping cover some of the other programs that are going on, and the board really felt that we needed to bring back a full-time person.
Snow says they have a couple of prospects that are recent college graduates, and they plan to interview those two individuals on Thursday.
And we're talking about two brand new individuals in the teaching profession, but both individuals come very highly recommended, very excellent in the field. One is graduated from the University of Iowa, and the other one graduated from Simpson.
In other activity, the board accepted the resignation of the school nurse, Beth Hansen, and Steve Humphreys as assistant high school football coach. They also approved driver's education contracts for Steve Blazik, Casey Pelzer, Paul McKay, and Dick Cassidy. Mr. Schnow says they are also in need of a volleyball coach and need someone that would be interested in the head coaching job or an assistant. At their meeting on Monday, the Audubon County Board of Supervisors submitted a contract proposal for Janssen Waterproofing to the county attorney for review. The estimated cost of the project is $57,828.
The contract proposal is for the third phase of a multi-year project to make improvements and help prevent any water damage to the Audubon County Courthouse.
Kind of had two companies come and give us an estimate of what was needed to keep the building in good shape. And we went with, at that time, we went with the Janssen Waterproofing, and over several years, he's trying to spread the cost of it out over several years and his time out over several years. And so that's where we're at, is approving the next step in the process, which is to finish up the east side of the building.
As Audubon County Supervisor's Chair Todd Nelson, who says the project began in June of 2008.
Getting closer, this will finish, I think, everything but the front, the west side, which the west side that faces the square is probably needed the attention the least, but at some point he will do the same maintenance, repair and maintenance needed over there too.
The board is hoping that the contract will get approved and the work will get underway shortly. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. And volunteers are still needed for the RAGBRAI overnight stay in Atlantic this Sunday.
One thing we need is some volunteers just to be on standby. If they're willing to just be on call that day, you know, either to, you know, fill in for volunteers who aren't able to make it, or just last minute if we need have a need that we need to call someone. So if there's some folks out there who are willing just to kind of be on call, that would be helpful. We need a few more people in the beverage garden that evening, especially those later hours, like the 9 to midnight sort of shifts. And then during the day, we need a few people, too, to help with some traffic.
Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ann McCurdy said anyone interested in volunteering should call the chamber at 243-3017. Volunteers will get a T-shirt, which will also get them into the beer garden and entertainment for free. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.